Glory to God. Welcome each and every one of you to the best New Year's Eve party in town. Because Jesus is made famous through our worship, our praise, our thanksgiving. Welcome. I want to tell you that for each of you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has a New Year's Eve gift for you. That He is releasing special grace and favor for you, for your children, for your grandchildren. Things that you don't conceive, that the angelic activity is getting more hotter than ever, that there is the presence of the Lord even tonight, and of His angelic glory ambassadors that are there to agree with you. And we are in agreement tonight that signs and wonders and miracles are being loosed on your behalf, on your children's behalf. And I want to ask you to stand up. And if you want to stay seated, that's fine. But we want you to take your neighbor's hand right now and say after me the Lord's Prayer. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Now tonight, our armed forces, several, a few thousand, are on the move. And we don't know all that's going on, but it's possible that some of our soldiers are trapped in the Iraqi embassy. We don't know. We don't have all the information, but their lives may be in danger. But we are sending angelic forces to surround them. We are in agreement right now. The Lord is there. The Lord is counseling our president. He has the wisdom of the Lord and the guidance of the Lord to know what to do, so that shalom, peace, may come in the Middle East. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and blessing over our armed forces tonight in a special way. And we say, let God arise.
Let God arise.
And His enemies be scattered.
Let His enemies be scattered.
Let God arise.
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 Let His enemies
be scattered. Give the Lord a big clap. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we are activating.
Pastor, it's so amazing, the rhythms of the watch and the presence of the Lord with the watchman, and that harmony. It's like a thickening or a concentrating synchronicity over the years. And the word that the Lord has given us to announce and to release tonight, the prophetic word, is actually a word from David's life on the eve of battle. And it's specifically for armies. And, you know, with the convergence of events that are significant and crucial events, the people of God who know Him and who are walking with Him and are harmonizing with God on earth as it is in heaven, the significance of your life and your faith and your call and your prayer and our prayer together is absolutely astounding. With these testimonies, just a few that we heard tonight about how the watch partners with the events that are influencing our nation and our families, and then with the events of today and the word for tonight that actually begins, the Lord answer you in the day of battle, the Lord answer you in the day of trouble and send you help from the sanctuary is really astounding. As you know, we were talking about some of the big strategic miracles and highlights that we've seen over the years. I couldn't help but remember one after the other family miracles where a mom and a dad or a single mom would be compelled by the Lord to be in the watch on a particular Friday, and there would be this amazing intervention that would occur for their family. And I'm thinking of two in particular, the Parker family from Texas. And they were in the watch, and their son was in absolute crisis in every way. I mean, personally, physically, spiritually, relationally, financially, in every way you can imagine. And as they were in the watch and praying for him, he had, for the first time in his life, an encounter and an absolute turnaround that began a rapid restoration in his life, beginning with deliverance that night from trouble that was completely stunning to them. And I remember a single mom a couple of years ago was here in the watch and was crying out to the Lord for her son, who was in deep addiction and involved in the whole, you know, lifestyle and the trouble of all the things surrounding drugs and narcotics. And he was at home and getting ready to leave to go out to purchase some drugs and get a fix. And as he came to the door of their house, he looked through the window and there was a lion standing on the stoop, literally preventing him from leaving the house to get the drugs. And that night, the theme of the worship and the prayers and everything of the watch was about the Lion of Judah. And so there have been one after the other. I said to Heather, how many cancer healings do you think that we know are particularly connected to a breakthrough healing that occurred in a watch night prayer? And she said it's probably about 100 over, you know, over these last 25 years, specifically related to the watch. I remember one of the first ones was a young man, 19 years old, from Charleston, in the very inception of the watch. And his folks sent a request for him, and he literally had days to live, a rare incurable cancer. And we prayed that night in the watch, and within a week or 2 weeks, he had an absolute turnaround and a complete miraculous healing. So God is a God of families, and he takes care of the big stuff, and then he takes care of the big stuff in our individual lives. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And the watch does affect. That is powerful. It's, I'll tell you, it's supernatural. Say supernatural. So we are not just talking about natural things, but supernatural things. Where two or more agree together, I want to tell you, awesome fire is released. Awesome healing is released and miracles. Where we started, I mean, the angel of the Lord would sometimes, we had a peculiar way of beginning. We began at that 10 o'clock at night and went till 6 in the morning and had our communion at about 6. And but the angel,
as 3,000 people, if you remember.
Yeah.
One of the watches that
we did in Toronto at a conference.
3,000 people.
Yeah. In fact, there were about 4,000 that were served communion at 4 o'clock. I mean, at 6. What? No? At 6 o'clock, yeah, in the morning. So, and then we had 500 people from more than 100 nations that showed up in Jerusalem at our watch there all night. So, but I remember one of the initial years that there was a precious family that their mother, and she was more in her senior years, was stage 4 cancer, and they drove all the way from Alabama, from Montgomery, I believe, and they brought her.
Yeah.
They thought we would pray at the beginning of the watch, but we were waiting. There would be a time where it would be like we knew the angel walked in, and the healing angel walked in at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's why when I said, now we pray for your mom. But she was miraculously healed completely during that time. So it is quite something. I remember, since a lot of this, you referred to some of the incidents, I remembered the Lord told me it, you know, about, it was again around after midnight, about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, that I saw by vision. And so that one of our pilots was in trouble. And he had been, one of the missiles in Serbia had been aimed at his jet, and he got hit. And the Lord gave me a vision of his being in trouble. I said, I need a circle formed, and there's someone here. You're going to be the point of contact. And we made a prayer circle and had him be stand in as the pilot. And supernaturally, well, I mean, we found out, in fact, he was from Albuquerque or something. And the Lord pulled the lever that he was ejected from that plane. And in fact, they made a movie with Owen Wilson. And the captain of the vessel was, he retired now. Who was it? I'll remember his name. But powerful guy, actor. But they made a movie of that event. But the Lord showed it to us before, while it was happening. Yeah. And so the watch has been just something that has got got its variety of effects. And one of the ones, since Bonnie Evans referred to it, and Cindy, you did, but the impact of our watchman being there with Bonnie in 2016, I believe we have that night Fox TV was following us and the watchman and what was happening. Todd, you were there with Pastor Bonnie, and if you have that TV interview of Fox, let's see that for a moment. Oh, here it is.
Earlier tonight, David St. Henry was live on Facebook with the pastor of All Nations Church, where she and others from her church, they came out. They were asking for prayer, for calm and unity in hopes of healing the hurt that many in the city are now feeling.
And it was some pretty powerful stuff. Let's take a listen.
We're out here with a whole bunch of our friends and family tonight for healing in our city. We're here to listen. We're here to dialogue. We're here to pray.
And I know yesterday afternoon, you guys were out doing the same thing. You were holding a press conference where a number of different religious leaders from the town came, said their prayers for Charlotte. What have you noticed as these days have gone on? What do you notice with the crowd here tonight compared to nights past?
You can feel the anguish in the hearts of the people who are being affected, but you can also feel an undercurrent of just the emotions that are catching up things. And our prayer, our presence, is for a calming impact on our city. This is our city. It belongs to all of us. We're one family. You cut any of us open, you shoot any of us, we all bleed the same color. So we're here for seeking the peace of our city, because in the peace of our city, we all prosper. So these guys hurt. We're here to listen. We're here to pray. We're here to heal.
And one more thing I want to talk to you about. Everyone keeps talking about that body camera, dash camera footage. We've had local leaders calling for it to be released. Now we have Hillary Clinton calling for it to be released. Is that one of the biggest messages here tonight? Is that the next step for you guys?
Yeah, I think when you're in position of leadership in the midst of a crisis, the biggest challenge is to be able to call the shots as they need to be called. And there may be some mistakes that, you know, in the decision-making process, we may have waited too long. But at the same time, we don't want our children and the lives of these folks to be put in further danger. We don't want our city to be damaged further, because hurt doesn't heal hurt.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, she was asking if you'll be out here past curfew. If
we're just out here for the endurance, so we'll wait and see. We're here to try. We've been talking to folks, praying with people, listening to their pain, and letting them know that people are listening. We don't need violence for the resolution here.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
You're really welcome. God bless you guys.
You too. Nights ago, protest.
Hug your local reporter.
So, welcome to this New Year's Eve watch, and I can't think of a better way of making the transition from 2019 to 2020.
Amen.
And so we're here praising the Lord, extolling His name, testifying of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
We thank You, Lord, and even tonight is loaded with miracles and blessing, and we want to set them loose right now. For 2020, the Lord told us, directed us, that we are to focus on Psalm 20, on this, the transition into 2020 in the year of our Lord. Before I forget, I wanted us to do something at the beginning. I wanted to make clear that we are going to be for all your prayer needs. How many of you have something that needs to be prayed for your family, for one of your children, or all of your children? Raise your hands. Keep them raised. So, I would say that everyone looks like has raised, every adult has raised their hand. And if I did not, I'm raising my hand too. We are going to be in agreement, and we're going to start next Sunday, January 5th. We're going to do a 40-day fast. Now, it does not mean all of you have to fast, but during that time period, we're going to have a corporate praying and agreeing a fast. Jesus, one of the key words that Jesus, it was like an anointed word that came to me many, many, many years ago, when I was just beginning. The Lord opened the door for me to work with profoundly, autistic, severely autistic children.
Emotionally.
They may have such, their bodies, they would be 20 years old, but mentally, they would be 2 years old. I had training, and then I worked with some of them. But at that time, I was working with a specific young kid, 16 years old, but down severe Down syndrome, and he would be a mutilator all the time, hurt himself, beat himself. And I said, I felt like the Lord had sent me to work with these people in this institution. I said, Lord, I know You sent me. What is the answer for this kid? He is without mother and father, because they would have to sign them over to the government in this institution. And they were all treated well, but they were at these severe problems. And I said, what is young Stevie, Lord, what's the answer? And I heard totally, very clearly, out loud, this thing does not come out except through prayer and fasting. And it was from the presence of the Lord, instruction. And I mean, I didn't know. I was Christian, but I didn't know that it existed in the Bible. And so I started fasting. And I felt like nobody else would. Who will? I mean, his parents had signed him over to the institution. So I didn't know much about it, but I started fasting. And first 3 days, I did not eat any food or drink any water. And then I went on to fast, finish the fast for 14 days. And then the Lord said, pray for Stevie. And as I prayed for him, his body was taken physically. Several feet was thrown away. And then that thing came out of him, of just horrible smell, burning sulfur and rot eggs. And it filled the whole room, and then it went away. And then I said, well, something happened. And that's where he was freed from his crippling disease and stopped beating himself. He had been doing that for 16 years. And I realized then, some of my adventures on fasting and prayer in my book, The Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting. But there is power, and that at the beginning of this year now, we're going to begin with humbling ourselves and repenting. Amen. And seeking the face of the Lord. We're going to be praying for every member of your family, whoever needs special prayer. Make sure you let us know, write it down. There'll be days that you can choose, that there'll be a sign-up sheet that you can sign up, and we'll be in agreement. On Friday nights, we will put all those requests together and pray for you, pray for your child, pray for your future, pray for your finances, pray for the decisions you will have to make. We are going to be agreeing together. So it'll be the reason we are starting on the Sunday, the 5th, because we usually end in February the 13th, usually. All traditionally of that. So we'll do that. And it's a strategically, major strategic year for our history of this mm-hmm. nation and many other nations too. But this, we are going to have key elections near the end of this coming year. And we will have fasted and prayed and laid a groundwork of praying that binding the evil spirits that you wear. The 2016 was taking place when we went out there. I want to tell you, there were demonic forces loosed that wanted to burn our city and wanted to just really cause violence and division and fear. I mean, so we bound those things. And it is in the corporate that there is strength, in the corporate body. When we two or more agreed in his name, there the Lord's presence will be. And we are going to be agreeing for miracles for your family. Breakthrough, financial restoration, all of those, marriage restoration. Just, we need supernatural breakthroughs. And we're going to be agreeing for that. So we're going to be praying for the elections, for the presidential election. We're going to welcome the Holy Spirit, revival and awakening for this nation, and then agreeing for prayer needs. A lot of families in this region and all across the United States. The addiction, opioid addiction, is a major spiritual force. And we're going to be agreeing. We are seeing tremendous breakthroughs where addiction is concerned. But it's a major power that's trying to hurt our nation. And then the drug cartels, all of that, the binding, the violence there. So that's going to be important. And then for 2020, Psalm 20 is one of the first scriptures that I want to point out to, that the Lord led us to. Yeah. So you can look it up, look up there, look up on your iPad or whatever, or your iPhone, or just listen to me, where it says Psalm 20, for 2020, Psalm 20. Say Psalm 20.
Psalm 20.
And it says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. So, or in another translation, the day of battle. The Lord is going to answer you. So that's your prayer confession, that the Lord is answering me. Say, the Lord is answering me.
The Lord is answering.
And then together as we cry unto the Lord, the Lord is answering our prayer request. So make sure, and by the way, just be somewhat specific. Don't be namby-pamby about, well, I don't know, whatever the Lord can do. No, sir. You're going to specifically pray. I have a child that's rebelling. Amen. I have a child that's in trouble. Lord, I need my child to have a scholarship. etc., Lord, I want you to touch supernaturally my business, however you want. We may the Lord answer say the Lord is answering me in the day of trouble. And so this is, suddenly, this is about 2-3 weeks ago, we got the scripture. And in the watch. And prophetically, it's being fulfilled today, right now, in Iraq, and our forces. And the embassy, they almost tried to kill the soldiers that were there. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Amen. May the name of the God of Jacob. That means you have a personal relationship with the living God. And so each of you, how many of you would say you have a relationship with the living God? Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
And so may the God of Jacob, may your God be there defending you. And may he send you help from the sanctuary. So the Lord is sending help from the presence of the Ark of the Covenant. For that sanctuary was in Jerusalem at that time. But for us, it's in our hearts and in the corporate body as we pray from the presence of the Shekinah glory. The Lord is answering, sending you supernatural help. Angelic forces are going to be there helping you. And we have seen the angels coming often. We had a few months ago a lady that had been stage 4 kidney cancer. And she had not been here before, but someone told her to come get prayer, and she had been bleeding when she went to the bathroom for 4 years. And as she sat in the presence of the watch, when she had to go to the bathroom, when she went, she noticed that for the first time in years, she had no blood.
Yeah. No bleeding.
Bleeding had ceased right there. And then a few days later, we got the report that she was totally cancer-free from that infirmity.
You know, Pastor, in this, may the name of the God of Jacob defend you. There are a couple of other inferences in that reference of defending you. One of them is promotion, to literally put you out in front or set you on high. And the other one is to lift you up out of the context of your enemies, or lift you up out of the general masses. And I believe that in 2020, God literally wants to shine the spotlight on believers, on those who know his name and are hearing him. It is your time to shine. It is the season for which you have a call on your life. You know the eternal God, and you are his ambassador in this season, in this generation, in the earth. So we bless you with your calling. We bless you with the anointing of the presence of the living one that you carry, that in 2020, your voice will be heard. In 2020, the Lord will promote you, he will defend you, and he will set you up above the other context that you live and move and work in.
Amen. May he strengthen you out of Zion. So there is supernatural help coming from the presence of the Lord. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt
sacrifice.
My iPad doesn't go up that way.
How many of you have sown something in 2019, or maybe 2018, or maybe 2017, or 16, and you sowed something in faith for a specific return? We agree together tonight that the Lord will send out of his sanctuary and remember your offerings and answer you in 2020. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We agree together. Say, we agree together.
We agree together.
As touching your offerings. Look around and tell somebody, as touching your offerings, Lord, send strength from the sanctuary and answer these offerings. Yes.
Amen. By the way, I would like to remind you, this will be the last. We're going to be at the end, going to take an offering. This will be your last opportunity to sow in 2019. so that the blessing will follow you right there into the new year, okay? So get your offering ready. And some of you may need to take care of your tithes and your offerings. You may have not had a chance to. You may have missed something. It's all right. By the way, God is not a legalist, but I want to catch up. I always. And I remember, this is a weird thing, but whatever I hear, Bonnie usually will double it, triple it, five times. It's dangerous, I found out, to ask her, what do you think? And she'd always. But I remember the first, as we were just young pastors, and then I traveled with Derek Prince to come here, of all things, in Charlotte. And that was the first time we were just pastor salary, all that, and the Lord ejected us into a new realm of financial blessing, because I said, Lord, what should I write down? He said, give $1,000 right now. That was the first time I did $1,000. And then it was just woof. I mean, God gave us a breakthrough. So believe me, I'm going to tell you that it just works. But my first $1,000 offering, that it was in Charlotte. So we lived in Fort Lauderdale at that time. We were pastoring, and I was traveling with Derek Prince, helping him and all that. Anyway, may he remember, may he grant you according to, it says next thing, may he remember your offerings, accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. This is the Lord's promise for. Hallelujah. So this 2020 is a year, it's going to be unique. It's going to be I don't know how much time I have, but it's the banner year. It's a year where the victory will be completed in 20. All the promises that you've been waiting for, 20, the 20 is a prophetic number, and that it's a number of completion, that the promises that you have been working on, hoping on, praying for, and certain things that I've been praying for in our congregation for you or for your children, that the Lord says, I'm going to see the completion in this coming year, year 20. So, because,
amen, Lord.
By the way, that Jacob, prophetically, it signifies, 20 signifies completion. But Jacob, he had been praying for his blessing, all of that, and on the 20th year, it was all completed.
Yeah.
And he got all the promises, inheritance, all the herds and things that he needed. On the 20th year, it was all released. So 2020 is a year of completion, the year of release in Jesus' name. And may he give you your heart's desire.
Amen.
So we've been using this word namby-pamby a lot. I don't know why, but I want us not to be wishy-washy. Maybe that's good. Don't be wishy-washy about what your heart's desire is, okay? What is your heart's desire? I'm going to nail you sometime. Suddenly I'll catch you somewhere and say, okay, did you put down your 5 requests? Did you file? Either 5 or 7, whatever. What are you praying for? What is your heart's desire? What do you want fulfilled? And it may look way out there, but God's going to give it to you, okay? Say, God's going to give me the desires of my heart.
The desires of my heart.
That's the promise in Psalm 20. And we will shout in triumph at your salvation and victory. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Again, he's saying,
hallelujah,
all your prayer needs, all, be specific about it. May the Lord fulfill all the petitions. So write them down. We're going to, I don't care how weird it sounds, how crazy it sounds, write it down. The Lord, I believe we are going to see a release of some of the biggest promises for millionaire and billionaire anointing. It's overnight. And some of the guys in the digital thing, overnight, they get a contract. We're going to pay $100 million for that program that you have gotten on. And the Lord will do it. So we are going to... And it says, may the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some, I love this, we used to sing that. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Yes.
Say that with me. Some entrust in chariots, some in horses,
but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Hallelujah. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. For several things, like this invasion of terrorists around our embassy, U.S. embassy in Iraq. Well, may they all fall down.
Yes. Amen.
May our armed forces stand upright and rise.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, give victory. How many of you want to claim that?
Yes.
Right, it belongs to you. This is Psalm 20. Oh, Lord, give victory. Let the king answer us when we call. So may the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, when we call, may he answer. That's part of the promise of 2020. We will fly our banners. I want to take you.
Amen,
do you have? Sorry. Okay. In Jesus' name. The connecting scripture here. I want to release you in this. But you find this reference. We are going to fly our banners. What does that mean? And it's the connecting link is in Exodus 17 where it says, it's a really key thing. Then this is it. In Exodus 17, these children of Israel, they have come out from slavery. They have been walking with the Lord. And they are unique people. You also, in that manner, are a unique. They are a people of the presence of God. At this time, they are, I mean, talk about having a measure of anointing. They have a pillar of fire by night and a supernatural cloudy pillar by day that just defends them from any enemy. At that time, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Mm-hmm. So Rephidim, they've gotten supernaturally been supplied with water. They are resting. It's a resting place for them. And suddenly, the Amalekites attack.
Mm-hmm.
That you'll find that's a demonic force. When you are just finally getting some rest, you have had victory, the enemy will try to come and steal. And so here, Amalekites. They're like, think of termites. They're like, Amalekites are like that. I mean, they're a supernatural demonic force, let's just say, that'll try to rob, kill, destroy, steal your blessing, steal your children's blessing. Right now, there are several people here tonight, those watching, that the glory of God is coming to restore what the thief and the robber has stolen from you or from your children in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally, this dark cloud that has come on the marriage, on the persons, we need that addiction is being broken, that thing with the legal world, a curse right now. We're breaking someone that is being attacked. They may have been in prison through the addiction, but God is lifting that right now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
And the cancer curse is being, right now, it's like breaking, and we are agreeing supernaturally for miracles, signs, and wonders. So the Amalekites are like the thief, the robber, and it's not God's plan. God wants to bless you and give you shalom. But demonic powers, just like, I mean, you look at the Middle East, and there are a lot of demonic attacks from Spirit of Antichrist. It's not from the Lord, but we have to do battle. So that's in 2020. That's why I believe the Psalm 20 was given. That is for giving you the victory in the middle of battle. Don't you be afraid. Don't you get scared when that thing tries to roam. It's just a shadow. We are together going to take authority and take the victory for ourselves, for our finances, for every attack of the fast. And by the way, don't take junk. If you have been hurt, if you saw the enemy has attacked you, don't take grudges into the next year. Don't go in smiling into the new year. Say, God is my God of restoration. He is my God of miracles and healings, and I'm sending this healing to my children. I'm sending this financial breakthrough. So people who need jobs, we're going to release those supernaturally, that God is bringing restoration to your family. We are believing it. God's promise is there, and he's saying he's going to give you Amen. The desires of your heart. So this is the word of God. Say, it's the word of God.
It's the word of God.
And we're going to receive Thank the promises. Lord. But then he's giving us strategy. This is going to be, it's a passage here that you are going to go through this particular passage, and you're going to make it through into victory. So this is some things that you have waited for, but 2020 is the year of fulfillment. And then it says, as Amalekites attacked them, Moses said to Joshua, choose out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. The thing I want to quickly point out to you is that don't be a lone ranger in this coming year. You have a strategic place in God's plan. And the church of the Lord, the body of the Lord, we are here. We meet seriously, have been praying. I mean, we take it seriously. It's not just, okay, we'll decide to do it. We've been doing it for 25 years, been digging deep into the wells of the Lord. And we will agree with you. But be faithful to realize the devil, you cannot achieve it alone. You're even in this awesome, heroic things. Joshua is doing the battle. And it says, so Joshua did as Moses had said, fought with them. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that hold up your hand, that Israel prevailed. Hold up both your hands. And he let down his hand. Let down your hands. Amalek prevailed. So there is a way in which you're not going to give up. You're not going to surrender. We're going to have our hands up, all of you. But Moses, it says, were heavy, and they took a stone, put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. His hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So from 8 in the morning, whatever he started, till the sun set, God chose, basically, that they could not do it on their own. They needed the Lord's presence. Yeah. They needed each other.
Yeah.
And so, Joshua, the moment Moses got tired and put his hands down, Joshua got defeated, started getting defeated. So we need supernatural help. We need each other. We need to be committed to that and realize, sheesh, the moment you let your hands down. So this is a year of intercession and year of belonging. Don't you get separated from each other, because you need each other. That's the principle here. And we need supernatural help, and God is going to give you supernatural
Thank
help.
You, Lord.
Say, I'm going to get.
I'll get.
Supernatural help.
Supernatural help.
Angelic activity.
Angelic activity.
The power of God.
And the power of God.
And Thank then you, the Lord, Lord. Gives us one of the keys. Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So he was beating the daylights out of them. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book. Rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar, called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. So that is one of the great covenant names of God. They'll give you the victory. The name of the Lord. So the password, I'll give you a secret password for the new year. And it is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord's banner of victory. So by faith, I'm going to fly out, fly the my banner. And that banner, it says, that's the Lord. The banner over you is Jehovah Nissi. Say Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
The Lord.
The Lord.
My banner of victory.
My banner of victory.
So you're flying that as we start this new year. Thank I'm you. Flying and we are corporately flying.
Thank
you. You are flying. Jehovah Nissi. The Lord. My banner of victory. I don't care what Amalekite force comes. We are going to have the victory. Okay? Amen. You are. Don't you get inward. Don't you get pity. Don't you get self. No. I'm a warrior. We're going to fly the banner of victory, and it's going to be the supernatural power of God. We are pleading the blood of Jesus.
Amen,
over every family member. We are saying that 2020 is a year of restoration. It's a year of promises kept. It's a year of completion and of victory for you. We are flying the banner of victory over every family. And the password, therefore, for this new year. For me, I'm telling you, I feel like it's a revelation for God's people that you will have always the name of the Lord is your strong tower. The name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, we are flying the banner of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I am flying the banner of victory.
Flying the banner of victory.
And the thief and the robber has to restore. In Jesus' name. Say, I'm not alone.
I'm not alone.
The flag of God is flying over me.
The flag of God is flying
His
over
me. His banner over me.
His banner over me.
Is Jehovah Nissi.
Yes. Jehovah Nissi.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what we're going to do, the Lord says, I'm going to receive the offerings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. So this is tonight. We're going to make the checks out to CMI. All right? And you can give by credit card at the back of the seat pockets. There is an envelope, or you can text GLORY to the number on the screen to give you your mobile device number. And let's not pass this opportunity to catch up. It's a great time to catch up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is that mine? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory. Are you doing it by this or this? Hallelujah. Glory. Have you had an opportunity to write your envelope or do by wave, whatever instrument? Glory to God. Oh, yes. Father, we are sowing into 2020 for all my children, all my grandchildren, not just me, but my entire family line. It's going to be blessed super abundantly in 2020, and I'm sowing this into the new year, and I'm catching up wherever I need to, where I needed to hear from you and I failed. Lord, thank you for this opportunity of catching up. I pray a multiplication thousandfold in Jesus' name, and a hundred thousandfold. Lord, thank you. Thank you. The glory of the Lord does it. In Jesus' name. And special and almost like crazy miracles are happening financially, I see. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Supernatural glory in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to be passing the plate. Let's sow in the name of Jesus.